Well, one of the best blokes you'll ever meet in rugby league, was one of the toughest players for Canterbury and Manly and West and New South Wales and Australia. And when we had a first thought, yes, last year about hard hitters, big defenders, David Gillespie was the first name to come to mind. And we spoke to Cement then. Today we speak to him about something far more sinister, the death of Terry Hill, his former teammate at Manly Warringah. They won a premiership together. And Terry passed away in the Philippines at just 52 years of age. And it turns out Dave Gillespie was with Terry not long before his death. And as far as I've read, had no idea that there was pending doom in the Hill household. And Cement's online. He's a country boy and he's at Canoundra. Cement, really nice to talk to you, mate, despite the circumstance. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, Andrew. It's it came up as a bit of a shock, mate, obviously. I was only with Terry last week and we had 3 or 4 days together. And then I flew home and then got that terrible news, a couple of days later. So, I hadn't had much to do with Terry over the last 10 years. You retire and everyone moves different ways. And I've seen him at a few reunions here and there. But really glad that I got to catch up with him over there and spent 3 days with him. And we kind of rekindled. And, it's really good. So, as sad as it is, I'm glad I got to spend them 3 days with him last week.
Yeah, and there was a while there where he was everywhere. He worked with us on radio. He was big on TV, especially the footy show. And he was a larger than life figure, both on air and off air, on the field, off the field, Terry. And we haven't seen or heard much of him in the last 10 years or so. And we know now he's been doing quite a lot of charity work. He's living in the Philippines. How was he? Was he still the same character when you last saw him?
Oh, he was unbelievable. I went over there to do a fundraiser. A mutual friend of ours goes over there a lot. Terry's been married to a Filipino a girl or his wife for the last 10 years. That's how he goes backwards and forwards a bit. And another friend of Terry's, who I know pretty well, asked me to go over, and they started doing fundraisers for a local orphanage over there. And his friend Matty said, "Mate, I want you to come over." And Terry's emceeing it. And, we'd done it the first time last year. This is our second time. I want you to come over, and they raffle off a bit of memorabilia and make some money for this orphanage. And I said, "I'd love to, mate." So that's the connection. That's how I end up over there. And we're all on the same flight over there. And done the function, and Terry was the MC, and he was his usual self, mate. He's had everyone in stitches, and we're raffling items, and it was just a great day. And I stayed for a couple of more days after that, and we caught up the next day and had a couple of beers beside the pool, and it was just a great couple of days. And then obviously that sad news, but Terry's been going backwards and forwards over there for 10 years now, and it was very sad, mate.
Well, I'm at least happy to hear that he was the same old Terry Hill, because like I say, we haven't seen him or spoken to him for quite some time, and I'm sure the members of the crowd wish they had ponchos on if he was MCing.
He was MCing, and he was saying there was about 20 auction items there, and he had to say ticket of I can't even say it now, authenticity. Well, he couldn't get that out
of authenticity.
That's it. And after about 3 items, he said, effort, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So what was he like as a teammate?
Yeah.
What was he like as a teammate, Simon?
Mate, he was great. And, I was first connected to Terry in the early 90s at Western Suburbs, the Magpies, as I know him back then. We were playing out of Campbelltown. And Terry and Jimmy Dimmick come out as 20-year-olds, and they just capped off that side for us. There was a few blokes that went over from Canterbury in the early 90s to West. And Terry and Jimmy joined us the year after, and they were just 20 years old. And we'd been around for a few years, so there was a bit of experience there. But they just capped that side off. And, that was that era where, obviously, Brisbane and Canberra were dominating that era. But we made the semis the 3 years we were there. We made the semis 3 years in a row. We didn't make the grand final. But, they just capped that side off, their energy, and it was especially Terry's energy. He had a great 2 years there, and Warren was coaching us then, taking them time, and he thrived under Warren. And then a couple of years later, we both found ourselves at Manly, and we had a bit of success there at Manly, and he was one of the main reasons why we did have a bit of success at Manly. He was You know, he was, we all know how Terry played. He sledged, but he could give it and take it. And other than sledging, he was just a great footballer. You know, he was big, strong, fast, you know. So he was one of the main reasons why we did have a bit of success there.
Well, Samantha, that was the big win over St George in 96, of course. And in 97, it was heartbreaking. Your last game, you almost went out as a grand final winner, but that was heartbreaking. But that was your last game, but Terry, of course, played on.
That's correct. We won it in 96. Canterbury beat us in 95. And then that last 22nd try by Darren Albert in 97. Yeah, but, you know, they were three great years there. Well, I had 4 years there, but three of them were unbelievable. And as I said, Terry had a lot to do with that. He was well-liked amongst the boys, very popular. And, you know, the way he played, he was a very aggressive player, Terry. He was in your face, and he could give you a good spray, and literally and out of his mouth. There was a bit of spit flying out of there, all the time, but... you know, he was just a great player, Terry. And, I'm still in a bit of shock, actually. It still hasn't really sunk in.
So, man, what would Terry be like in today's game? Do you reckon would our game be able to put up with someone like Terry Hill? Because I got the opportunity to play against him at a young age, and he was brilliant. And I've still got a great memory when I walked off the field from having a chat to him, and I obviously looked up to you guys as well. But would he survive in our game today? Because I feel like our game's a little bit different to what it was back then.
Oh, it's a lot different, Luke, than what we play. But Terry would survive because he was, he had the size of it, you know, and he was quick, and he could dominate you, and people, you know, often, you know, think of his side kicks, you know, like on the footy show and a larrikin and. Things like that, but as a footballer, he was, obviously, if you were playing against him, you'd have nightmares, you know. Only the sledges you're going to get from him, but he was a strong, tough player, mate. And he had speed, and he can get around you. He had a good fend, you know what I mean. So he would survive. He would make it in today's game. But the other antics that he carried on with wouldn't. But his football ability, oh for sure, he'd thrive in today's game.
Because so many, he had an outstanding in and away for a big man.
He did. For a big man, and he was a big man, Terry. And he was quick, had that swerve, had a good palm, had a good fend, you know. And he had that will, he had that hunger, you know. He and that obviously got, you know, born into him. He's an Erskineville Newtown boy, you know. He come up in a hard school. And, he wasn't bad on the knuckle either. You know, he wouldn't back away. And, you know what I mean? And that's what he was about, Terry. He was just a knock around, hard. You know what I mean? So I've got no doubt he would make it in today's game.
Mate, he was kind of built for Origin too. So, mate, he ended up playing 14 games for New South Wales, played 9 tests as well. But Origin suited him down to the ground. In fact, he was involved in some quite iconic moments and Origin photos and pictures, images that have survived to this day.
Yeah, well, one of the, you know, the standout ones, obviously, with Gordon Tallis. And, he wouldn't back down from anyone, Terry. He was, you know, as I said, he had that aggression in him. He had that will to win, and he had that fight in him. He wouldn't back down from anyone. And, Bozo, Bob Thornton, obviously, loved that in him. You know what I mean? Bozo loved that bit of, a bit of cheek and a bit of mongrel in you, and he thrived on that.
Now I mentioned during our coverage on Anzac Day, David, that we'd be speaking with you, and we had a listener write in saying, because you were the hardest tackler he'd ever seen, who was the hardest tackler you ever faced? I'm sure when we spoke about this year, you nominated Charlie Frith, the veteran South Sydney front rower from the early 80s.
I loved South as a kid. I was a mad South supporter growing up out in the bush when I was young, and Charlie Triffley, he was a hero of mine, and he could hit. But I tell you what, the hardest I ever got hit was a semi. We're playing a semi-final against Parramatta, and we're playing at the crew ground, and Ray Price got me. Now, Ray Price wasn't known as a big hitter, but he just got me up under the ribs, and I remember gasping for air for about 5 minutes. And they're the tackles that you remember, you know. and Ray, you know, he was hard and tough and, you know, a great player. But I remember that, you know, and I remember gasping for air for about 10 minutes. So, you know, but there's, you know, Trevor Gilmister was in my kind of era. You know, he was a great defensive player. Billy. You know, there was like Les Davidson, you know. You'd have a quick look to see where Les was coming from. So, you know, there was every side had a good hitter in their pack. And
intimidators are harder now, David, to get by. Like with someone like Charlie Frith, I can attest to your choice there, because when you were looking for him, the first thing he did was, where's Charlie? Because he wasn't going to get you under the ribs. He was going to take your head off.
He was going to take it off. And then you go, you played with Gibbsy and Eagle, Terry Randall.
Fantastic.
Now, you go to most people, you know, in that's watched the game over the last 50 years and or, you know, or our vintage or a bit older, you know, and they'll, you know, 9 times out of 10 say that Terry was, you know, Terry Randall. So, you know, it's everyone's got a different opinion and a different era they played in. But, you know, they're three standouts, you know, Charlie Frith, Terry, and I never got to play against Terry, who was a bit older, and Charlie, but I did play against Trevor and, and Les. So, yeah, so they're four standouts.
And just finally, Cement, we'll let you go. You're a Narromine boy, but you're at Canoundra as we speak. Tell us why you're in Canoundra.
Well, I'm out of Canoundra. Actually, a mate of mine runs one of the local hotels, pubs here, and we're here right now having a quiet beverage. But I'm out. They have a balloon festival, a hot air balloon festival out here, and it's I think Canoundra's about 2,000 people, but it swells to about 6,000 to 8,000 people over the weekend. And wow. They get a lot of people here. A lot of campers come out and camp for the night, and they have a big night tomorrow night. And
where
they
light all the balloons up.
Yeah, I'm going to go there to. They've got a little concert on here tonight. I'm not going to that. I'm going to save myself up for tomorrow night. And they light all the balloons up and send them up in the air. I won't be in them, obviously. I'll be watching and enjoying the night, and then back home to Sydney on Sunday.